What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So you may have heard Debbie during the news tell you that two of those standalone licenses for sports betting in Missouri have been approved. There were three companies that were up for it, DraftKings and FanDuel. Those are two companies that you have most likely heard of in one form or another. A lot of fantasy sports. They've been doing it for years. Actually, both of those companies have. And Circa was the third. And it was reported earlier today that the two favorites would be DraftKings and FanDuel. Well, they have awarded these licenses to DraftKings and Circa. Circa operates out of Las Vegas. They have a really cool resort out there. Actually, it's very, very cool.
Oh, and Circa is the casino here now.
Is it?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it's so FanDuel can still operate, but they have to be attached to a casino. I'm not sure what you're talking about. But Circa does operate. The app has been operating in Illinois for a while now, at least a couple of years. So
I thought Horseshoe St. Louis was Circa.
I have not heard that. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
At any rate, I have to be honest, and I know you've done a lot of gambling, radio talking about sports gambling and all of that. So why are they offering two licenses? Why are they not just saying, okay, here are the online gaming companies.
Maybe
you all have to re-get them.
Maybe that's just how the law is written?
That there's only two companies that are allowed to do it?
To do standalone license. That's it. But if you are attached to a casino, you can still operate. That's different. So FanDuel is expected to be attached to a casino, which you can do that then. So I don't know. Well, that's done, and we'll see how it goes. But Circa's good. DraftKings is good. FanDuel is good.
Maybe
they're all good.
Horseshoe is Caesars.
Yeah, it might be that.
Anyway. I don't gamble. So all of this is like if you were right now a surgeon talking about some orthopedic surgery that you're doing and naming bones, I would feel as informed as I am right now with this gaming stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't. It doesn't do it for me, you know?
Oh,
not like Murder, She Baked. Ever sat there and watched Allison Sweeney solve a mystery?
Yeah.
You talk about a thrill.
No.
No sports gambling can compete with that.
You hit a parlay, it does. Oh, that'll make you feel alive, baby. It'll make you feel like you've lived 10 lifetimes.
We should ask people what's more exciting.
Especially if it comes down to the final leg and man.
Listen.
You need the cover and it's...
314-436-7900. Tell us what you prefer. Hallmark movies and mysteries or this little thing called sports gambling.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Which one gives you a thrill? Ever watch Curious Caterer on a Saturday night?
No, I haven't. Texters, we were talking about Scott Jagow's toes during the last segment. And this texter says, toes, this is the best segment ever. Signed that one hotel manager from Nashville.
No.
Do you guys remember?
No, come on, man. This is a serious show, Ron.
Yeah, I know. This seriously happened.
You shouldn't encourage texters at 314-436-7900 to make references to scandals like this.
Well, let me tell you about this.
Unbelievable.
David Neal, a 52-year-old man at a Hilton hotel in Nashville. This was 2 years ago, in May of 2023. He was charged with aggravated burglary and assault after he entered a man's hotel room, and that man woke up to David Neal licking his toes. He was the hotel manager. He got into the guy's room.
He was sucking on his toes.
Okay, it's the same. I mean, what? Samantha, what? It's the same. Yeah. So that did happen. The incident happened in March of 2023. He was charged with those two things in a couple of months later.
I kind of feel like, I know I shouldn't say this because I don't want to make light of it, but I kind of feel like I'd almost rather just be murdered have that happen. Then wake up and have a hotel manager sucking on your toes. That's horrible. That's a horrible thing to happen.
Yeah. Yes. The worst things could happen than waking up and the hotel manager is licking your feet.
It makes me icky. It makes me feel, you know what, between the tattoo segment and this, I don't like this show today. I don't like today's program.
Why?
I don't think it's a good program.
We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything wrong. We talked about the woman who had her husband's tattoo removed from his body after he died. And as a tribute, she had it framed on the wall. His Pittsburgh
Steelers. She is, I mean, okay.
No, she had the mortician do it. She didn't get the knife out herself.
It's the same thing. It's semantics, like
the other
thing.
She said it's a nice tribute. It's the best tribute they could have given her husband. It was his favorite tattoo.
Serious question. Let's say you meet a lady.
Okay.
And she's gorgeous. She's amazing. And you're like, this is the one. I love her. She's smart.
Right.
She's successful. She is gorgeous.
But she's a widow.
She's a widow.
Right.
Not even married very long.
Right.
Anyway, you go to her house for dinner.
Yeah.
And on the wall, she has a piece of her former husband's skin, dead husband's skin framed on the wall and said, this is his favorite tattoo. Do you break up immediately and walk out of the apartment?
How good looking is she?
Pretty good looking.
She's very good looking.
Yeah. Margot Robbie.
Is she nice and fun?
I said, okay, first of all, pay attention to the show.
I am.
I said all of these things.
So she's nice and fun.
Nice, fun, smart, successful.
Oh,
and
everything.
She looks like Margot Robbie, but she has...
The only flaw...
Is that the thigh skin is framed from her dead husband because he had a thigh tattoo. And she said it was special to him, and it's framed.
Where is it? In the house.
The family room.
In the family room.
And a smaller tattoo in the bedroom.
Well, I think we'll have to talk about it.
No.
I don't leave immediately. We're going to have a discussion. We'll have a discussion and we'll talk about the placement of the tattoo.
What if the one tattoo was her husband, the other was a former boyfriend? Wouldn't you start to worry? You would start to worry if they're... This is a horrible conversation. Make your decision and then we're moving on.
I'm going along with the texter who says to 314-436-7900. It's a red flag. Would not break up though. Trust me, I have done this quite a few times where there were a few red flags early on, and I thought, it'll be fine.
And it wasn't, though.
No, it's never fine.
It's never fine.
Never fine.
But there is a red flag. Okay, red flags, it's never fine. But some red flags, never fine, aren't, the consequences aren't as serious as other red flags. Like maybe you're going to be framed on the wall. Your body part's going to be framed on the wall soon.
Some red flags don't show up right away.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes about 4 months and then she throws your phone in the toilet. And then you go, well, that's a red flag. Well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Well.
So I think I would not break up right away.
Yeah.
I think I'd see where it goes and see how much the skin bothers me. Because maybe after time,
the skin bothers you. Listen to yourself.
It's possible we could convince her.
You know what this proves?
To put it in a box in storage at some point.
This is what I always say.
You have to get over your ex-husband at some point.
Guys only think with their brain second.
I'm thinking with my brain.
Are you?
Well, yeah. If she's
got
good,
skin framed on the wall,
is she a good conversationalist? Maybe she's great talking. Right?
You know what? You're not thinking with your brain because she looks like Margot Robbie. What if she looked like Susan Boyle?
Well, I mean, I have standards.
I love Susan Boyle.
I know
you're
you do.
Mean to Susan Boyle.
I am not. I just don't want you singing Susan Boyle, and I don't want to hear her sing. Another texter says, this is what you call having skin in the game. It's not really the same thing, but I see what you're getting at.
Has Harambe texted today?
Harambe has not texted, but another person has texted in and said, let's go out on the town, Ronj.
Okay.
Because I think they think I'm a good time.
I don't think you are.
This message says, if she's a good kisser, maybe wait to break up after two or three dates.
She's got her ex-husband framed on the wall.
Just a part of him, and it was his favorite tattoo, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a nice tribute.
Mm-hmm. I feel so uncomfortable. since this...
So Harambe has texted in.
Okay, good.
Since you put out the call.
Yeah.
Harambe says, it's definitely a red flag, but I've been single for a while now, so The things you're willing
like
to let
you,
slide.
When you're hungry and you open the fridge and nothing looks good and you close the fridge.
Yeah.
And then you go back 20 minutes and you open the fridge. And after you do that a few times, you eventually find something you'll eat.
Look, I'm single right now. If I meet an awesome lady and she has a dead boyfriend tattoo on the wall, we'll talk it out.
I could see you going, oh, what you got here? And then she would say, oh, it's the skin from my ex-boyfriend. You go, oh. What happened to him? You'd try to play it cool and you'd ask questions.
I would ask a ton of questions.
What's his deal?
Other than dead.
What's the deal with what's the deal with that tattoo?
Yeah.
How'd you get it on the wall? Yeah. At any rate, where's the rest of him? So we also want to direct you to really to any topic other than this. At Chris Amy KMOX, our question of the week. The question of the wheat, which is a totally different question. The Cardinals, when we posted our question back on August 12th, a lifetime ago, aka before the Rockies.
Yeah.
We posted the question before the Rockies. We asked you, how confident are you that the Cardinals can make a postseason run with just over 40 games left? Remember, before the Rockies, they were 3 games out from a playoff spot. Now, after the Rockies, they are 100 games out of a playoff spot is what it feels like. However, we have the final results. 42% of you said, would you like me to wait?
Well, no, go ahead.
Okay, 42% of you, because I've got to get to Trader Joe's. 42% of you said, let's just focus on 2026. Almost 30% of you said, get back to me in a month. 25% of you are cautiously optimistic. And still, 3% of you, it's 2011 all over again.
Well, there's some optimism there.
More people are slightly optimistic than not. I mean, you have, 53% of you?
Yeah.
Have a little bit of optimism?
Well, the Cardinals are 3.5 games out of a playoff spot right now. They are 3 games behind the Reds, who are a half game behind the Mets, and the Mets have the final wild card, with the Cubs and Dodgers being 1-2 in the wild card race. So, look, it's not... If I'm looking at this realistically, the pitching is probably not good enough to get them through the next 6 weeks. But, you know, I guess...
Hurtful?
I guess, you know, you never know. Who knows? I just want them to play some games that are fun in the final 2 weeks and maybe mean a little bit of something. That would be cool. So... we'll find out, but thank you for participating in our poll, and you should just follow us at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. We do a question of the week every single week, and you can participate in that if you follow. Super easy. It is Chris and Amy on KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores on the Chris and Amy Show. We're going to have a bit of a palate cleanser here since Ranj has brought up several foul topics to discuss.
What, the skin removal thing?
The framing of the dead man's skin?
The tattoo? It was a nice tribute to her husband who passed away.
It's a little, like, you don't want to have
favorite tattoo.
Anything
they put it on
in
the wall.
Common with Hannibal Lecter.
Well, they didn't eat it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, palate cleanser,
wall.
We want to hear from you, 314-436-7900. I don't think we've had anybody text in yet to back me up on this, that the Hallmark movies and mysteries is as thrilling as sports gambling.
Well,
I was saying I don't need to gamble because I watch Murder, She Baked. You know what I mean? I get that thrill. Watching Allison Sweeney solve a mystery.
I don't know who that is, but a couple of people said they always love Hallmark movies, Hallmark mysteries. This texter says, and as you claimed, this was a serious show. This texter from a 314 says, Amy, it can't be a serious show if you're comparing a parlay and a Hallmark movie.
What does that mean?
Well, we're comparing what's better. being you know, winning a parlay and watching Hallmark mysteries.
Yeah, I don't have time for the love stories. I only watch the mysteries.
Okay.
All right.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
I do think that the love story that's in any action movie.
Yeah.
Just waste of time.
Waste of time.
Just brings down the whole, you know, I don't care that you got a lady interest. I don't need that. Just shoot things up.
Okay, well.
Blow things up.
In the movies.
It's in the movie. It's a movie.
Well, that's why Debbie Monterey has said she watches movies. She watches shows. She likes, you know, action, solve the crime. And there's always just a big sex scene.
Yeah, I don't need that.
And she's like, listen, it's just like, oh my gosh, we get it.
I don't need that. I just want to watch things explode. I don't need to watch a sexy time scene. There are places to go for sexy time scenes. Not that.
You go places?
Yeah, you know, like you watch The Notebook or whatever. Do they have sex in that movie? Does the Notebook have a sexy time scene?
Well, I'm on Debbie's side. I think there's too much sexy time. That's why I watch Hallmark. It's not in there.
There's no sexy time?
There's no sexy time.
Oh. Well, I'm just wondering. So please get back to me on that. By the way, I did cry at the end of Notebook. Go ahead.
Are you joking? I swear to God,
I did cry. I had a girlfriend made me watch it, and I choked up.
When you like feel like you I don't want to say hate is too strong of a word, but just when you're like, man, I really dislike this guy. He's off-putting and he's abrasive. He says something like that, which makes you appear more human than you are. you come across as human. Can you just tell me what other movies you've cried at? Other than The Notebook?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. 314-436-7900. Here's the thing. I think the great American treasure is Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is the best grocery store. I just love it so much. And it is so affordable. It really is. You can get a lot with Trader Joe's. So there are several categories of food. Everyone's trying to cut costs right now. You can save a buck here, save a buck there. It adds up. Trader Joe's, here are some foods that are cheaper there. Spices are cheaper at Trader Joe's. Ranj, do you go to Trader Joe's?
No.
I felt like I knew it. I could tell because I felt like I was talking to a wall.
Is there a Trader Joe's anywhere close?
I could tell by your face that there was no connection.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, the horrible parking situation in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah, there's that one.
Yep. That one. Someone thought, you know what's a great idea? Let's make this parking lot small. Let's make the spaces small so they're not up to code. Like the spaces are too small so we can jam more cars in here. And let's put Target and Trader Joe's facing each other so that people can fight over the spots.
And the spots. It's such a small. Somehow there's more space. More spaces.
Like
than
I said,
are.
The devil himself feels like it's a little heavy handed. He's like,
bad.
Listen, I like chaos, but
it's
this is a bit much. So spices are cheaper. Maple syrup. It says you can get organic maple syrup for like $16 at, you know, fine grocery stores. But you can get organic maple syrup at Trader Joe's for under $5. That's a big difference. Wine. You ever had the $2 chuck?
I've heard about it.
That is Trader Joe's own wine. And you can get that at a very affordable price, as the name implies. It used to retail for $2 a bottle. I think it's a little bit more now. Cheese is cheaper there. Everyone makes a charcuterie dish. Make it cheaper at Trader Joe's. I just got a text from our friend, Patrick Berry.
Oh, Patrick Berry.
And
great guy.
He said he saw a post that said, somehow Trader Joe's has everything and nothing, which I don't know. I don't know. I get how there are certain things.
I know what
he's
saying. I have been inside a Trader Joe's.
You can't get certain things there, or you may not. But see, if you work hard enough, you can. I love Trader Joe's. European-style butter is way cheaper. Way cheaper at Trader Joe's. You can't find it cheaper anywhere else. $4.69. You can get Skyr yogurt for a much cheaper. $1.19 when most brands are over $2. Nuts. You like nuts?
Love them.
You can get nuts cheaper. You're contributing nothing to this.
I don't know anything. I've never been. I've never really shop at Trader Joe's.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been into one.
You know what? I can't do this conversation anymore.
I've never been. I've been in. I've seen things. I've never really bought much
you
there.
You walked into a Trader Joe's and didn't buy anything?
Bought a couple of things. I don't know. It's not, it just wasn't.
Trader Joe's, I saved so much money when I started, because I would like swing into Whole Foods for convenience. Yeah. Don't do that.
No?
Don't do that. It's expensive. Go to Trader Joe's. Every time I fill up one bag at Whole Foods, it's over $100. I filled up four bags.
That's true. That's
I filled
true.
Up four bags at Trader Joe's. They were like $64. And I blew my mind. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
I feel like there just isn't.
Nothing more to say. I just, you're a wall. Yeah, you're a wall.
I'm so sorry. I just don't. I don't have a real good Trader Joe's frame of reference.
I can see why your girlfriend threw your phone in the toilet.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
I feel like it is.
Well,
I feel like I'm talking to that framed piece of skin right now.
What a tribute, though. What a tribute. Is this a, I don't know that this is a Hallmark movie, but somebody texted in Holiday in Handcuffs with Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh my gosh, yes. And Dean Cain. And it's not Hallmark because
Dean Cain?
They get a little kinky with it.
Oh.
And so it's Lifetime. Holiday in Handcuffs is a classic. She kidnaps Dean Cain and forces him to pretend to be her boyfriend for Christmas. And she bought fuzzy pink handkerchiefs.
Does Dean Cain look like Mario Lopez?
Hi!
It's Mario Lopez!
Is it Mario Lopez and not Dean Cain?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Thank you. No, they don't look alike, but it's been a while. Mario Lopez is even better. It's way better. Tyler, you're so much better of a co-host than this lump of skin.
I'm sorry. I've not really done anything
so
in
Mario
Trader Joe's.
So Mario Lopez is kidnapped by Melissa Joan Hart, but she goes to the grocery store or the gas station and she like has these pink fuzzy handcuffs and she buys them and the gas station guy's like, "Oh, looking man."
Yeah.
That's Lifetime. They would never do that in Hallmark. Thank you. Tyler gets it. It's way too kinky for Hallmark.
Okay. But I thought it was.
It's a real Holiday in Handcuffs. Yes. Mario Lopez and Melissa Joan Hart. And it is hilarious.
Well, the texter says that she's kind of hot in it. So I don't. Is she?
I mean, it's her. She looks just like Melissa Joan Hart looks. I don't know. Mario Lopez is handsome.
Was she Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Thank you. So
she looks the same.
Amy Markscore's Chris Ranji, Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock.
Cannot end quickly enough.
Well, yeah, tell me about it. But we're happy you're here. What?
We need to hear from you, 314-436-7900, because we're going to ask you a Family Feud question. Name the U.S. states that you consider God's country.
I guess we have to define what that is, right?
It's up to the listener.
It's up to the person who's got the show on the Odyssey app or 1120 AM or 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Okay, I saw this on Instagram, and I don't know when this show actually aired, but it is a Family Feud, and the question was, name the states that you consider God's country. And I thought, well, this is great, because the contestants, they struck out quite a bit at the beginning, and I want to hear from our listeners, 314-436-7900. When you hear the phrase God's country, what states do you think of? We're going to help you out because we're going to play some of the wrong answers now.
Answers on the board. Name a U.S. state you think of as God's country.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mm.
Nevada.
Nevada. Joyce.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Aaron. Georgia.
Georgia.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Well, how many God's country states are there? We went through all of them, didn't we?
I know.
Okay.
I know. So, did you see the answers?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not, no.
Okay, so since you haven't seen the answers, we'll give you a couple guesses. And if you want to chime in, 314-436-7900. Ranj, Name a state that you think is God's country.
See, I would think that isn't the definition of God's country like rural and peaceful and all of that?
Sure.
Right?
Whatever. I don't
technically
know.
That's every state. Because every state has rural parts to
America
it.
America is God's country.
I don't know. I guess I would say like Montana.
Did you just guess just now?
Yes, I did just guess.
That's number one. The number
is
one
it really,
answer is Montana.
Because, you know, up there and there aren't a whole lot of big cities or anything. Isn't Billings like the biggest city in Montana?
Billings. All right. What else?
Colorado. Was Colorado on that list?
Nope. Yes. Sorry. It is. Number five.
Colorado's number five. Wyoming.
You know, we should give him three strikes. He's doing really well.
Actually, Colonel Ripper says Colorado and Wyoming. Those are the ones I'm thinking of. Is
well, Colorado and Wyoming are on there. That's four
okay.
and five.
Four and five.
So you need 2, 3, 6, and 7.
2, 3, 6, and is Arizona one?
Nope.
No, because they have big cities there. Idaho?
Nope.
No, they have Boise.
Every state has a city.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there any in the South? There's got to be the southern one,
not,
right?
Not
no?
necessarily. I mean, not the deep south,
okay.
no. Not the deep south.
Okay, not the deep south. So not like Florida or something like that. Missouri is not on it. No way Missouri is on
no,
it.
No, I would have said Missouri. It's Midwest.
Yeah.
Kansas, like, oh, that's God's country out there. It's not Kansas, by the way. Nope.
No, wouldn't think it would be. South Dakota.
Nope.
North Dakota.
No.
I'm out of states. New Mexico.
No.
Okay. There are no more.
Well, Colonel Ripper got Colorado and Wyoming, and you got Montana. Would you like the answers?
Yes.
Number two, Alaska.
Oh, yeah, Alaska. Is Hawaii one?
Number three.
There you go. All right,
you're
that makes sense.
You're going to know seven.
I'm going to know seven.
You're going to regret not saying seven.
Illinois.
Texas.
I thought Texas was buzzed. Didn't somebody guess Texas in the thing and they got buzzed?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay.
That was the first correct one. And number six, you won't get Maine.
Maine? Oh.
If I had to pick seven. See, I would have like picked all Midwest because I thought that's what we say when we don't have anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, Kansas, we're not fancy, but we're God's country. Like, I just thought that that's what that meant.
Is it because of the lobsters and the seafood?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it's I think it's a real appeal to being in Maine.
I never would have picked Maine as God's country.
Well, it is pretty. Seeing all the lighthouses?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Those are God's lighthouses.
I just picture that as that's something you say when you're not, you know, a big sexy city or when you aren't a vacation destination.
Yeah.
I can see Montana, and I can see Wyoming for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Colorado's, I mean, you don't go to a ski town. You don't go to Breckenridge and go, oh, this is God's country. You don't. You go, oh, this is expensive. This is what you say. No one goes to Aspen and says, you know, this is God's country. You say, wow, this is really wealthy. And that's, who's the guy that owns the Patriots?
Oh, Bob Kraft?
Yes, Robert Kraft's house. That's what you say. So I guess I would picture Kansas, Iowa, Missouri.
Iowa?
Yeah.
With the corn?
Yes.
That's not...
The Midwest keeps... People poo-poo the Midwest, but we keep the country going, and we keep the country fed.
I understand
all the corn
that.
And wheat and soy.
I understand
you couldn't
that.
Be America without us.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't be America without most of these states. How many can we really get rid of?
If we got rid of Maine, I don't think most people would know a difference.
Come on, dude. Maine
is awesome. Would not affect your life. If Maine got clipped off the corner of the country,
well,
you wouldn't know. You would not know.
I could say that about any state, really.
I don't think so.
Sure.
You would know if Kansas, all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, we can't go to Kansas?
Yeah, well, because I love going
wheat
to Kansas.
Wheat prices would go up.
Right, well, lobster prices would go up even more if Maine was gone.
It would take a long time for me to know that lobster prices have gone up because I've never bought a lobster.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
Have you?
No. I bought tails once. No.
For your house or at a restaurant?
I can't remember. But I do think that...
when he's dodgy, you always know it was a bad situation with a lady.
It's got nothing to do with a lady.
Oh, you bought lobster tails for just you?
Yes, and I said nobody else at the table can have any.
You and Randy Carricker sat there and ate lobster together.
It's all for me. Nobody else gets any lobster tail. Not in this house. So, all right, that's an interesting list. But, you know, I like the rural areas of the country, and it's great that we have them. I couldn't live in them, though. I know there are people who hate the bustle of cities. They don't like being, you know, you can't park and you can't get around without bumping into people. I like that.
What's rural to you, though? Is Chesterfield rural to you?
No, it's a suburb.
Okay.
Suburbs are just suburbs. And pretty much all suburbs are about the same. Like, you can go to any city in the country and find a Chesterfield.
Chicago has so many Chesterfields.
It has like 5 or 6 Chesterfields.
Yeah.
Yes. And it has a couple of Ledoux's. You know, it's, I mean, like every...
And I love Chesterfield and I love Ledoux. My favorite, I would say it's Webster Groves, maybe, or maybe Ledoux, but my favorite Chicago Webster Groves is Geneva, Illinois.
Which I
love Geneva, Illinois.
Geneva's out there. It's like 45 or an hour. But mm-hmm. And I have not been to that place. But everybody talks about how beautiful it is.
I wouldn't have known that. You know, I would have no reason to go there except they have this race. It's called Last Chance for Boston. It's in September. It used to be like the day before you could sign up. So it's like the day that Boston.
Is it a qualifying
opened.
Race?
It's a qualifying race. Yeah. And you do like 9 laps around this park. It's in a little park in Geneva,
cool.
Illinois. But it's so wooded. There's a lake. The streets have, you know, all those old trees and pretty brick homes. It's just a really pretty community. Coffee shops, a cute downtown.
This texter says if Kansas was clipped off, I sure could drive to Colorado a lot faster. So is that what would happen if we pulled Kansas out of the middle of the country? Do we compact? Do we just slide all the other states closer together?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine we could be in Denver in 2 hours?
No, because it takes 4 to get to Kansas City, Missouri. So it would be another...
Oh, that's right. 2 hours past that.
Yeah, I don't know how... So it's 2 hours from the border? Denver?
I'm trying to think, because like, you go Colby, Kansas, and then Hayes, Kansas, and then, of course, Eastern Colorado is the ghost of Kansas haunting you, is what it is.
Another texter says Maine is on the list, mainly because they have Acadia National Park, considered one of the best in the country.
Acadia's amazing.
Sure.
I said it a little slurred there.
Sure.
I need to stop drinking. I always said that Kansas is the one night stand of America,
mm-hmm.
where, I mean, the Kansas motto could be, welcome to Kansas, and then their motto is, have fun in Colorado. And they have all the toll booths, so literally it's like, leave your money on the dresser and get the hell out of here.
Yes.
That's what you do in Kansas.
Another message says, I think it has to do with the beauty of the country in Maine. That's why it makes the list. It is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. Stephen King lives in Maine.
Don't all of the bad stories take place in Maine?
I think they do.
Everybody gets murdered in Maine in his thing.
In Murder, She Wrote, she's in Cabot Cove, which I think is supposed to be like Martha's Vineyard, but maybe it's Maine. A lot of murders happen there.
Yeah.
Angela Lansbury.
But really, if you think about it, every single state, for the most part, has nice... Kansas is flat, and a lot of parts of Illinois are pretty flat. But, you know, there are beautiful parts of every single state. Some are better than others.
Kansas? What's the pretty part of Kansas?
I think, honestly,
the
I think
Flint
if you
Hills.
If you... If you pull back a little bit and just see rolling plains mm-hmm. and the wheat, I think that is pretty.
It is pretty. And I will say the Flint Hills are pretty. I called them the Flint Flats,
yeah.
jokingly, but the Flint Hills of Kansas are pretty. Just like with Iowa, the waves of grain. it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
It almost looks like an ocean.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool visual. Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji. Text into the show whenever you want, 314-436-7900. Gashouse Gang is coming up at 12. Cardinals Talk, Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me will be with you until 1. John Rooney joins the show at 12:30. There's a lot happening on KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I got the Gashouse Gang coming up, another hour for you. Sports Talk is happening at 12. Mike Claiborne and Matt Pauly are going to join me. As I mentioned, John Rooney's on the show at 12:30. He is every Friday. And we'll have plenty to talk about. Cardinals are starting a series against the Yankees tonight. We got the pregame at 6:20. Mr. Pauly will have that. And then 7:15 first pitch.
Excellent.
Big series at the ballpark. It's even though things are not going great for the Cardinals, it's still cool when the Yankees come to town.
I love when the Yankees come into town. I think it's fun. It's a good time. They have Live at Lowe's tonight?
I don't know. We'll find out from Mike.
I think they should.
Claves will know.
Hey, did you see that the LA Olympics in 2028, they are selling naming rights for a handful of their venues? It's going to be deals that will bring in, expectedly, millions of dollars to the 2028 Games. It is breaking the IOC's long sacrosanct policy of keeping brand names and corporate sponsors off of arenas and stadiums. Obviously, Nike owns the Olympics. Coca-Cola has a big Olympic sponsorship, but they haven't named the actual stadiums themselves. Usually, I get a little fatigued with corporate sponsorship of everything, but I think this is a great idea because the Olympics are always a loss for the cities that yep. host them. And the United States, unlike all these other countries, a lot of them with which happen to be autocratic, because the IOC loves autocrats and violators of human rights with Russia and China and all of this. A lot of those countries, the government pays for the Olympic Games. They take on a huge loss, spend hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to build these stadiums. Mm-hmm. We all saw what happened in Rio. A lot of people struggling in Rio financially, but the government funnels all that money to build these stadiums, to host the games for 2 weeks, and then those stadiums and venues fall into disrepair. I think the fact that LA is already equipped to host the Olympics, it's hosted the Olympics before, it has the venues, they don't need to build a massive football stadium. Go ahead and get those corporate sponsors, because the city is paying for the games, not the U.S. government. The U.S. government does not pay for the games.
The idea of having the Olympics in your city is a very, very cool idea. It would be really neat to have the Olympic Games in St. Louis. I know this is just not the market for it any longer. We had it, 120 yeah. years ago? Things are a little
Back
different
when
now.
We were cool.
Right. So this is not the place to have an Olympic Games. The idea of it and, you know, the pageantry behind it and just the celebration, I think that would be cool. But there is just, going back to the 80s at least, it's just not a good economic investment for
cities. Don't want it.
In fact, the Olympic Games have, in every single Olympics since 1988, they have come in way over budget. There have been only a couple of cities that are just barely over budget, and both of them in China.
Yep.
So it's you know, maybe the numbers aren't, you know, I don't know if we know them truly, but, you know, Sochi was like 289% over budget. Rio was 350% over budget.
And you see the images of the homeless people and the people who live in Rio watch the Olympics come in, do whatever it is in their city, and then leave. And now you've got these ugly skeletons, the vestiges of the Olympics. You have no food.
Yeah.
You have no infrastructure. Crime is insane. And you're wondering, wow, maybe the government should have used this money to fix some problems.
Yeah, remember Rio, prior to that Olympics, they were having, and I'm assuming still are, they're having all kinds of pollution issues, and they were using the water for their water sports, and it was just absolutely filthy, and it wasn't even prepared.
No, a few triathletes actually boycotted or held out and said, there are feces floating in these water sources, I'm not swimming.
Well, that happened in Paris, too, with the canals, right?
Mm-hmm. So I will say this, with Los Angeles, like I said, the United States federal government does not pay for the Olympics like other countries do. So LA has a $6.9 billion budget, pretty intense. So the LA 28 chairman and CEO, Casey Wasserman, said that revenue from the naming rights deals goes above what is in LA's current budget of almost $7 billion. So they've already announced some contracts that are in place with founding partners Honda, which already has naming rights for the arena in Anaheim. That's going to host the volleyball. And Comcast, which will have its name on a temporary venue hosting squash.
No.
So I feel like they've only, it's the tip of the iceberg. But like I said, generally, I'm fatigued with corporate sponsorship, but I love this. Try to make some money off of an event that always is a huge hassle for the city. Imagine the Olympics came to St. Louis, and it's like, listen, this can come on, you know, we could cost our city billions of dollars, or we can sell temporary naming rights to the venues and actually come out on top.
Yeah,
oh, you would be insane to turn
no-brainer.
That down. It's a no-brainer.
Even if it doesn't make up all the revenue that's lost, all the money that's lost in the costs of holding the event, it's still better than not doing it. You know, I don't know, do we care about the purity of the names of the stadiums or whatever? We don't. Nobody cares about that. So whatever you have to do to make that money back as best you can, you have to do it.
So, and he was saying a lot of that Wasserman was explaining to the IOC members, listen, arenas and stadiums in the United States are already associated with corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
He mentioned the home of the Lakers, which is crypto.
Right.
Crypto.com arena. Everybody knows it as crypto. He said no one is going to refer to it as the gymnastics arena downtown. Everyone's going to call it crypto anyway.
Right.
We may as well make money off of it. I think it's such a great idea. I also think instead of, again, spending billions of dollars for a two-week event, and then the Paralympics after that, I get it, for these massive stadiums that then fall into disrepair, I think we should pick a rotating list of cities that we know can host the Olympics. LA, Sydney, Beijing, whatever. Pick your 6, 7, 8 cities and rotate the Olympics through those cities, hit all the continents, and to limit the impact, not just like the carbon footprint, but the impact on communities that can't afford these Olympic Games, but their governments want to sports wash their country with the Olympics. I think a lot of the communities, the residents of cities that are poor are hurt from the Olympics.
I have no problem with that. I don't, it doesn't really matter to me where the games are. Just
rotate
because,
it.
I mean, the,
yeah.
The visuals are cool and the establishing shots are neat, but I don't, that doesn't really necessarily, the only thing I do like about the Olympic Games is when they have the ceremonies, the opening and closing, and they are specific to, they do things that are specific to, you know, where they came from,
yeah.
Like where it's happening, you know, so if it's in London, they have, you know, very London specific things and kind of giving everybody a taste of what it's like there. That's kind of cool. But also, do we really need it anymore? Because we have the internet and we can absolutely find out what it's like to live in London without seeing it in the Olympic Games.
Yeah. And like I said, put some of those cities that have hosted, that have existing infrastructure, framework and venues, whether it's London, Italy, like I said, Beijing, Sydney, LA. And then you're not. I think Rio was the first Olympics as far as seeing what it did to a community where there were a lot of people struggling. A lot of poor people, a lot of homeless people, a lot of hungry people. And they put in a fancy new stadium, and now it's just derelict. It's creepy. The Rio, the remnants of Rio. The Olympics.
Tell you what, though. Wouldn't mind having an Olympics here. I'd like to see some traffic every now and then.
Well,
and
maybe that's just
handle,
what we need.
Well, I can't go out tonight. Gonna have that Olympic traffic. You know. Am I gonna get into Olympic traffic?
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. Remember when we wanted to use the free the landfall, whatever you'd call it, from the NFL settlement to build a second arch?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, I think we should put that aside for the Olympics. We should get the Olympics.
Well, I think we should build the littler arch inside the big one. Or maybe
like
build a bigger
ball.
Arch over the existing one.
Oh, you can't do that because you can't build anything taller than the arch.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Well, let's start our bid for the, would it be the 2032 games?
I think we need to go 36.
Should that be our, oh yeah, that's it's way in advance,
time,
isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We're back on Monday at 9 o'clock. We'll be right here with you for the Chris and Amy Show. If you missed anything, wherever you get your podcasts or the Odyssey app, you should have that on your phone anyway. So listen to what you missed right there. Back with you 9 o'clock on Monday.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.